Hi everyone, Sane Main here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Jacob, and here's what he's got to say. Hi Sane Main, these days I'm sober and making good money for barely working. I'm 34 and can finally save for something. I had a horrible mother who I escaped only to have an evil stepmother who was a public school teacher in Toronto. I would be punished, humiliated, and bullied for not being interested in school. I went to get a diploma as an architectural technologist, or CAD monkey, and couldn't find work where I wouldn't actually want to delete myself for years. You would think that as a public school teacher, she would have known about the trades. Her son is in the trades, go figure, and his life is okay. I was abused and bullied by my female teachers as a child, and then when I escaped, my mother moved to my dad's. Then I was attacked daily by the kids for 7 years for being a stupid Polack. I couldn't do anything because if you made someone bleed, you were expelled. I've been to the police about this and they basically said, sorry, we can't do anything for you. The woke stuff really bothers me because I went from those kids attacking me now to everyone else for how I look. I guess I'm too sensitive to it. My dad got a place in a small town and I go to the Walmart there. And the Angeloids just stared at me. Same thing with them still. I lost my two good friends because I pointed out that their wives were not very attractive. My one good buddy who's 6'3" and good looking is a tech bro. And he makes great money and he's married to a dog. It doesn't make any sense. Nothing makes any sense. I want a girl again, but at the same time, I know the problems. I know I need to go out and get a hobby or something, but I don't even want to go out anymore and speak to the people here in the GTA. The only place I feel normal now is in Quebec or around Americans. I just have this wicked job in Toronto where I won't get anywhere else. I'm stuck. I wish I could have a family, never really had one. Doesn't seem like it's going to happen either. And it's kind of sad. You think that Trudeau will step down? Well, I don't. Well, Jacob, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Your life sounds even harder than mine, so I'm not surprised you took up drinking to help cope with your problems. I also dealt with 7 or 8 years of being taunted for being of Eastern European descent by the Caker kids out there. I'm glad I didn't actually have an evil stepmother or public school teacher, though. Then after her, you had to go out into the dating world and deal with women in Toronto being some of the most feminist in the world. As for Trudeau, he has to go. He doesn't want to, though. That's why suddenly he's starting to behave himself more than usual. But it's too late. The only way he might stay in power is if he actually brings in the War Measures Act again. There's a lot of talk about the USA or Russia going at it, and we saw the change in selective service about a month back. So it's possible that him and Biden might try and stay in power by starting a serious war. If you want a family, you can always become a single dad through surrogacy later in life because you know the problems a woman can bring in your life today. But your biggest problem doing that would be buying a place in the first place. Saving money to buy property doesn't work in our financial climate anymore. And you gotta find ways to keep ahead of that inflation. Not to mention that CAD monkey job might be gone in 5 or 10 years as AI takes it, and many other jobs away. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sane Man. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sane Man t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sane Man sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to Jacob is being tortured by the women in Toronto Clown World Show. Instead of dealing with the cold, awful women here, you could always try and migrate down to the United States. A lot of Canadians are doing it, and as you mentioned, Americans are friendlier and easier to get along with. But like you also mentioned, you're making good money here now from barely working. I used to say that it wasn't how much money you made, but how much you kept that mattered the most, which is true. But now more so than ever, how much you keep and invest in the right assets matters even more. The Canadian dollar has been falling along with the Canadian economy. You need US tech, crypto, and greenbacks more than ever. This isn't financial advice, but take a look at this, showing how Canada's real GDP per capita has been falling since 2015, when Trudeau took power. This is why he's going to go, because people are broken, over-leveraged. Canada doesn't have big tech like America, and we aren't building rockets like SpaceX, and we shut down a lot of our car factories over the last 5 to 10 years. All Toronto really has are the big banks, and if Bitcoin becomes the new world reserve asset, people won't be handing over their money to the big five Canadian banks. You're working in architecture and the GTA is building like crazy. And Canada's economy has been nothing more than house flipping, oil and banks recently. Isn't it wonderful the crazy childhoods we had? The insane woke country we live in. And our city being one of the most expensive in the world. And according to Rouge V, having some of the worst women he's ever ran into in the world as well. It's like we're playing a video game on the most insane difficulty level. And every time we level up a bit, the game doubles in difficulty. The reason you feel normal around Americans and people in Quebec is because their level of life difficulty is somewhere in the middle. They can afford to be more friendly and trustworthy than people around here, because they're a lot less stressed. Many people might suggest you go find a woman in Poland, but you know how crazy and controlling they can get on account of your mother and most likely your stepmother. Eastern European women tend to get crazy hot. I'm glad that going your own way improved your life dramatically as well. If you were anywhere else, you could probably get ahead easily financially. But in Canada, being a single man is more like a financial survival strategy, similar to living in your car in the United States. The worst part is the influence that Canadian women have on women from Eastern Europe. When women come from a place like Poland, they feel like they're better than the local Canadian women. Because they're usually more attractive, they're more likely to be able to cook and clean, and they get this sort of complex. Then they somehow pick up on Western women's materialism, so they become even worse. It becomes a double whammy, and what they're really hiding is an inadequacy complex. Many of them don't feel like they have the status of Western women, so what they do is try to live through their kids vicariously, like you trying to force you to become a professional at something respectable like medicine, business, or architecture. No son of theirs is going to go into the trades and become a plumber, because they see you as a low-status person. They want you to do something respectable, so some of the respect rubs off on them. Your life isn't even your own anymore. It's your mother's, and for her amusement to show off your status. I can only imagine the anxiety you got from your mother, both of them. I don't even have to imagine. I probably went through the same situation. As Rouge V said, Toronto women are the worst. But in my opinion, the worst ones are the ones that immigrated to Toronto from the eastern lands, and something tells me he didn't actually meet any of those. Those are on a whole other level. Because as you experience, they tend to be incredibly toxic. The only benefit to growing up around women like that is you can take a lot of abuse from someone like your mother, as well as your fellow students, in your case, Jacob. These things make you stronger and smarter, and you probably don't want a relationship ever again, even though your biology is encouraging you still to mate. I know you want a family, but again, consider becoming a single dad through surrogacy, and maybe getting your dad to help you out. The first time I learned about surrogacy was from a guy in the GTA who went over to India back in 2013. And paid only $12,000 for a baby, including the egg. Since then, the Indians banned the practice of foreigners using surrogacy there. But you can still do it in a place like Mexico, and you'd be okay. The guy in the Toronto Star article got his father to help him raise the kid. Maybe you could also do that if the wicked stepmom isn't in the picture anymore. Think of life like a video game. The best games are the most challenging ones that don't defeat you fast and hard. But the ones where you win, but there's a long struggle towards victory. And a lot of the times, you're on the verge of defeat. That's what makes me think that sometimes we're living in a simulation. Because I was on the verge of defeat many times in my life, and somehow in the end, I somehow squeak through to victory. One of the best worst things I've experienced is making enough money off of Bitcoin to afford a house in Toronto. And when I got that money, I realized I didn't even want the house. Maybe you'll go through something similar if you save enough for a down payment. Suddenly now that I have enough money to go or do whatever I want, things don't have the same thrills for me anymore. The only thing that felt thrilling over the last year or so was getting to basically be put on that Homeland Security misogyny list, or the threat of being jailed for life by Justin Trudeau. Obviously, I have my escape plan, but the anxiety it causes me makes me feel alive for some reason. When the crypto run is done, I'll probably be bending my channel or scaling it back and throwing myself into building that sex bot, and starting a MGTOW company and creating a stock for it, to raise enough capital to build things. It's going to be time to level up to this game's difficulty, so I can feel alive once again. It makes me think it's a simulation more and more, and the reason we might have chosen our shitty difficult lives before starting life was so we could deal with the difficulties we face. For fun of all things. But now I've just jumped off on the deep end. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Jacob for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that I know you want to smash a woman, but she will smash your sensitive emotional state with her sharp tongue and nagging. bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the guys that have an easy life and are bored and useless because of it away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.